Blog Talk Radio.
Wild, and we have our awesome musical psychic with us today, Pamela Cummins. Let's see, Pamela, I'm going to have you do some of the announcements and stuff, and have everybody tell everybody where to get a hold of you and all that good stuff. I know it's simple, but you know,
no, that's okay.
I think they like having other people here. It's from other people than me.
Well, hi Kelly, it's so nice that you came back from your shopping excursion. That's where Jethro said you were last week, even though we know that's not where you're at. You were at. I stuck up for you. I said, she's not shopping. She's got a valid excuse for not being here. That was funny. But anyhow, you can get a hold of me on the internet at www.pamelacummins.com. That's without a G. It's Cumminis, and Pamela is Pamela. I'm also on Twitter at Rev Pamela. You know, it's Revpamela. And you don't have to have a Twitter account to find me there. I also want to announce I have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You can find that on Smashwords, on Amazon Kindle, and also on my website, PamelaCummins.com. Right now it's just in ebook format, and I'm hoping that within a week it will be in paperback format. Yay, because there are, there's some people who don't like to read on a Kindle. They like to hold it, you know, and I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable both ways, except for when it comes to reference books. I find it easier to find things when I'm holding it in my hand than trying to push buttons. That's just me.
Yep.
Oh, and my last announcement, if I can speak. I'm here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and also I'm on our sister station, Spiritual Learning Connection, at 8 p.m. Eastern Central Time. That's not where we do so many readings. Occasionally we do. That is where we do teachings. I have different guests. However, tonight it's just going to be me, and it's going to be on a topic that is just like I just love. It's very important to me. It's something I've been doing for many years, and that's on dreams, the different types of dreams interpretation. So, really cool. And I don't have the number with me, but I know Kelly will. But if you call in, the thing that I ask is you keep the topic on dreams. If you have a question about a dream, if you need help interpreting a dream, if you have a psychic question, Psychic's Gone Wild is here on 7 days a week. You know, there's other psychics besides me. And Kelly, I'll give it back to you.
Awesome. That sounds really, it's like, I happen to like that dream too. I used to know she was a union dream therapist. And it's like, I actually had appointments with her for a while. It was during the time when, my husband had died and things like that. Cause I went through all kinds of wacky stuff, and it's like, she really made sense of course. She was a little bit intuitive on her own anyway. So it's like, it was really an interesting combo. But I love that dream interpretation stuff. And she is right. Our call-in number there is 714-333-3354. So if you have questions, like Pamela said, over there on Spiritual Learning Connection, it's like that's where we do the talk and teaching format. And it's like, I will try really hard because we don't have basketball right now. We had our baseball practice last night. So I am going to try to call in and listen in because I love that topic too. So anyway, everybody, that is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time at 714-333-3354. There we go. And you can hear Pamela again tonight. But today she's going to do some readings, and I was worried we weren't going to have people call in. I shouldn't have been, because we started out with one person, and we've got a really full queue for you now. So here we go.
Okay, so if we have a few full queue, the one thing that I ask people to do, please, out of respect for the other callers and also out of respect for me, because I like what this one psychic says. If it's going to be complicated, please give me a call. Let's not air the stuff over the airways. And so let's keep it down to one question. Okay, I would appreciate that. Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, we got 2, 4, 6. Yeah, well, so far we got 6 people, so we got time to get everybody in, which is awesome. Let's see, just a couple other announcements here. I know that for reminders, for you guys who are calling in first time, number one, if you're on a computer, click follow, and it will send you, if you like our show, click that follow button, and it will send you an email reminder when we're actually on air. Because sometimes we bop around, although, Jethro's getting pretty steady about stuff. We have Jethro and Janine on Mondays. We have Pamela here on Tuesdays. on Wednesdays. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Wednesdays. It's like that's where we're kind of bopping a little bit. He's kind of back and forth in the daytime and the nighttime. In the daytime, it's usually because he's got people from London that he's got on. Otherwise, if we have, you know, an American guest or whatever that night, it can usually be the evenings. Thursday is Jethro and Dina. Friday is Jethro, and again, it's a surprise guest. It's like it's somebody different every week there. And Saturdays, I have been hosting on Saturdays except for last Saturday. I wasn't there either. And
you were shopping.
Yeah, right. That's a polite term. It's like I hate to stop, but we won't go there. It'd be nice. Thank you for sticking up for me. And then Sundays we do cards, and then we're back to Monday. So that's our week over there. And then we are working on Jethro and Jeanine actually had a segment that aired on, I think it was on Wednesday, on Spiritual Learning Connection, because she's a healer. She does this diamond key. It's a crystal key. It's like KI type of key. So anyway, we got lots of stuff over there in archives. And Jethro is returning over there to finish up some of his angel. He started like the first, he's got like eight, you know, a group of like eight, I'll say, shows that he had, you know, planned out. And he got through the first four of them before, you know, life got rampant on him. So he's like, he's finally going to go back and finish the other four of the angel work. I don't know. He's doing meditation. He does toning. He does, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, again, you know, our sister show is that learning and teaching format that today we are going to see what Pamela sees for you guys. And hopefully on Sunday, it's like I'd had several people, you know, when they call in with cards, it's like, I know, I'm getting better, but it's like I'm still not comfortable with, you know, with doing what you guys on air live. It's like I do much better when I actually sit and meditate, you know, with people, and it's like I can get stuff that way. But, yeah.
People are not patient enough for that on the radio, Kelly.
I know. Believe me, I know. All righty. Well, we're going to start out here with area code 608-608. You are on with us. Whoops, I think you're on with us. Wait a minute. We're having a Mercury retrograde blog moment. Okay, it's spinning, and there we go. Now we have 608.
Uh-oh, 608, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And
hey, Pamela.
Hi.
This is Jordana. We've talked a few times, and you've been right on pretty much everything.
Okay, well, let me just, before you ask your question, okay, because sometimes I get messages beforehand, I heard it's okay, it's okay, it's all right, it's all right. But what is your question?
That totally makes so much sense. But okay, so it's about work. I always call you about work because you've been like dead on with it so far.
Okay.
So this week is the last week before that I'm working before 4 weeks of taking off, so it's big for me.
Right.
So today I'm trying to recruit a total of 400 people, tomorrow 875, and Thursday 650. And I'm wondering if I'm going to be successful in reaching those numbers and if you believe I should go out today or if you believe I should start tomorrow.
Okay, go out, meaning I'm not sure what you mean by go out.
To recruit them. Yeah, I go out, like, in person to recruit
okay,
people.
I'm actually getting, I'm getting today, okay? And
okay.
For some reason, I feel like you just have to, you know, sacrifice, like, fun times, okay? But I also feel like those figures and those people and everything else are going to come out of nowhere, okay? I'm hearing they'll tell one person, and they'll tell two people, and they'll tell three people.
Right, yeah, they go out and, like, they duplicate.
Okay.
So do you not see me hitting the numbers that I need to hit this week?
For some reason, is the number, is it something with five?
Well, the total amount that I'm looking to hit is 1,925. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that makes a lot of sense because five is the first number for the money that I would be receiving on.
Okay. Because I flunked algebra twice. I did finally pass it. I'm not good with numbers, okay?
No, absolutely. I guess I'm just more or less wondering what you see as far as me being successful in reaching the numbers that I need to reach this week.
I'm getting very successful, okay? I am getting that you need to be kind and gentle to yourself, okay? It feels
right.
Like it's going to be more than what you expect. Again, I'm hearing they'll tell one person, they'll tell two people. So it just feels like I'm hearing the song come together. It's going to be more than what you expect, okay? And the
that's good, because they go out and they recruit themselves, so normally it ends up duplicating your team.
Right.
So, okay, well, I just really wanted to make sure before I go out today, I wanted to kind of see what you were feeling. So.
Right, and again, I'm getting it's okay, it's all right, it's all right. So just breathe, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love that. Just keep on breathing. Yes, breathing is important.
And it's funny because, you know, I'm not, you know, before I became self-employed, I always worked for small places, and they were family-owned. So I did one years ago, I did massage therapy at a corporation, but I came in as a subcontractor when I did massage, okay? So I know nothing about business, you know? So, you know, people will ask me questions about business. I have no idea what they're talking about. I just get the answers I get.
There you go.
You know?
And it was funny because she called in on one of my card days, and it's like, that was one of the rare times that I actually did get something, but it was like, it had nothing really to do with, you know, with her numbers. I got with her health. It's like, she's got to take, you know, I was sitting there listening to you going, you know, be gentle. It's like, yeah, she's got to take care of her health, because if she's going to, you know, hit the ground running like that, you know, she's got to do the health. She goes, yep, I'm healthy. I work out. You know, I'm going, okay, awesome, good. Because you're going to need that stamina because you're in a race.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the corporate world is tough. It's a tough world, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is, it is. All right, and we're on to our next caller here, speaking of races, off to the races, and we have area code. Again, we're having Mercury retrograde really bad today in the studio. Sorry about this, guys. Okay, 916, there we go, finally got you on with us.
Oh, thank you. I've missed calling, Pam. You know, I did end up getting sick after the last show. I was having to use an inhaler, actually, when I was talking to you the last time. And when Spirit came in with that song telling you I couldn't breathe, they were telling you I couldn't breathe. They weren't telling you, have her sit, get centered, and take a deep breath. They were saying, tell her to use her inhaler.
Yeah. Wow.
That's why I was like, oh, yeah, I have chemical pneumonia. I need And I don't think you understood me. But, hey, I'm well now, and I actually had to have a healing. They had to heal me because it was chemical pneumonia, and it was so serious that I tore some tissue. And
wow.
So I just went under into the psychic surgery, and they healed me again.
Oh,
cool.
My
angels.
And I'm sorry.
So do you hear any songs?
Well, first of all, give me your name.
Diana. I'm the silly.
Sorry,
silly
I don't...
gone wild girl.
Yeah, okay. All right. And it's funny because I am hearing that song, Just Breathe. And for some reason, I'm hearing in the summertime, da, 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 and the summer feels like it's going to be really good for you, okay? Spring feels like things will blossom, but summertime feels really good. And I'm seeing you opening up a book and reading from it, okay? And it feels like, you know, you're expressing yourself. I don't know if you're a writer or you're a teacher. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like teaching, and you're helping people.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I do all the above, but
okay.
I'm not, you know.
All right, well, that's the way that they're showing me.
Yeah.
So things are going to get good. They're going to expand, okay? And I got a vision of you jumping into, like, a pool, okay? And that could be many things. It could mean exercise. It could mean, you know, when I think of a pool, I think of water. It could mean like a cleansing. Water is good for you. It could also mean drinking lots of water. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have been asking for
a
pool
that
I can afford.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've been asking for that. So they're going to... Well, one night I was like, I really need a shower. I was so sick. I just stayed at the rest stop or the library and sweated out mostly and used my inhalers and prayed. But I was so sick, I said, I really need a shower. And I dreamed I was in the shower all night long, several different showers.
Interesting. Yeah, so that also, I'm also feeling, you know, it's like a detox. And again, the summertime feels like it's going to be really good for you.
Yes, I know that because it's my Jupiter return in June. So, yeah, I mean, I just finished my Saturn return, and now I'm into Jupiter return. But that's the same song you got last time, Summertime. So now I'm starting to believe you. I was so sick back then, and I said, what? You mean I got to be a light worker living on the road for another 5 months? That's what I said to you. So I'm sorry.
That's okay. I kind of remember, you know, I get get so many calls. So, listen, we need to move on because
yep.
we have some
okay.
other people. But, you know, please, you
Thank
know, just
you.
Take care of yourself, okay, and call back again.
Oh, I do. I'll talk
okay.
to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Alrighty.
Yeah, and I just want to let people know that sometimes I recognize you, sometimes I don't. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, do you remember? And it's like, no, sorry, I can't remember everything.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, I got so many passwords for so many different accounts on my computer, you know, and sometimes I'm like, what is that again? You know, so.
This is why you write a list and you post it where hopefully nobody else ever sees it.
I should do that.
Yeah, I had to. It's like my daughter one day, she goes, Mom, I want, you know, anytime I'm doing something different, I open a new, you know, email account. She says, I want you to write everything down because someday when you die, I'm going to have to go back through and close all your email accounts, aren't I? And I was like going, no, I'll eventually get around to closing. Sorry. Anyway. All right. Area code 561567. You are on with us today here.
Hi.
Hi, and who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. You.
Hi, Lisa. And how can we help you today?
I've been staying with my niece since August because I lost my home in the summer and trying to find a job and get back on my own again and want to see what you see about this.
Yeah, I'm getting that it is coming, okay? It is coming. I do feel some type of work. And you have to remember that Spirit's timing is Spirit's timing, okay? But I'm feeling, you know, April, May-ish. That doesn't mean you can't find anything in March, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying good, solid work, okay? That's what it feels like. So for all that means is you get something part-time, it goes into full-time, okay, but you will, all right? They are actually saying to sit down and meditate on what you want, okay? There's a part of me that I'm feeling that you're not really sure you want to stay in this area, okay?
But no, I already know that. Yeah, I'm waiting for my son to graduate high school, and I have a college. I'm finishing up my degree.
Okay, all right, but for some reason I feel... You know, I can't get if it's north or south because I felt a pull north and then I heard the song Lord, I'm Southbound. Okay?
No, I would never move. No, I have to stay in the warm weather. I would probably
okay,
not
all right, all right. But then, you know, that could mean you're going to move a little north, but it's in the south. You know
that's,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because that could make, but that's what I'm feeling, like, you know, a shift out of the area where you're at. All right? I'm hearing to hold on loosely. There's a song, Hold On Loosely, But Don't Let Go, okay? And what that means to me is kind of like hold on loosely, you know, don't sweat too much about your present circumstance, okay? And I know that's easier said than done because I feel like things aren't so smoothly where you're at, okay?
No, they're not
but,
nice people where I'm living.
Yeah, but I am getting that. If you cling too tightly to it, you know, I'm hearing the song, you're going to lose control, okay? So this is a time where, you know, you got to trust in the Lord. I heard trust in Jesus, okay? And I don't know how you feel about Jesus, but that's how they're saying it, you know, trust in the angels. You will get through this. The job's coming. A new place is coming. Honestly, I just feel where you're at is temporarily, and I do feel, you know, they're saying a move south but north, okay?
I mean, how much longer do you think I'll be with my niece?
Not much longer. I'm sorry, I'm not getting the exact time. Not much longer, okay? You know, I'm hearing this song. I heard... It's a song by the Beatles, Close Your Eyes, and, you know, I miss her, and I'm hearing Close Your Door, okay? So when you're there, close the door.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Keep your privacy, okay? Stay out of their way.
She looks through all my things.
Right, but again, I just don't feel you're going to be there too long, okay? They're saying the job feels like it's going to come through a friend of a friend, or it's, you know, it's going to come through. Now I'm hearing the song. I heard it through the grapevine. Okay? So just hang in there. Okay? Hang in there. The jobs come. Just keep looking. Again, part-time, it feels like something little, and then it's going to grow.
because I registered with an agency, I was thinking, I mean.
Okay, that could very well be it, because a lot of times they, you know, they test you out first.
Yeah, I have no objection to agencies. I work with them in the past.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All righty, and call back in again. Okay, let's see here. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, guys. It's like our studio is being really sluggish with us today. Okay, hang in there. Hang with Mother Goose. All righty, and area code 815. 815, we're going to get you on here live. There we go. All righty.
Hello.
Hello.
This is 815. Hello.
Hi, and can I get your name?
My name is Michelle. I talked to Pamela back in January. Guess just calling up to see what's going on new since I have the day off.
Okay. Anything in particular do you want to look
well,
at?
I had called you about a relationship or anything about it, and it was a strange one, the answer about going roller skating. And
I remember this. I remember this.
And nothing ever happened. So I wondered, what's changed, if anything's changed.
No,
you know.
Because, I'm still feeling meeting in a public place, okay? I'm seeing you walking around hand in hand, and actually, honestly, you actually were roller skating. Now, that could be symbolic for, the relationship goes a little faster, but, I'm definitely, I'm just, they're saying not to look for it, just be open to it, okay? All right?
Okay.
All right, because I heard a Janis Joplin song, I Need a Man to Love, okay? And Janis Joplin, and bless her heart, she was a great musician, but she was a little desperate for a man, okay? And I'm not saying you were are desperate, okay? But I know, because I was single for a very long time, that we get lonely. We're human beings, we get lonely, and sometimes, we're like, when's he coming? Am I going to meet him here, meet him there? And they're saying to let go of all that, okay? All right?
Okay.
He is coming, and it's going to be when you least expect it. And it was really cool because I saw you, again, rollerblading, and all of a sudden he just came flying in, and he was like, you know how when people roller skate and they kind of go bend their knees and they go lower? Okay?
Yeah.
And he's going low, and he's going really fast, and then he stands up and he grabs your hand, okay? And you spin around. So what that means to me is, it's going to come in very quickly.
Okay.
And just be prepared.
It was just funny because we were actually going roller skating.
Okay.
After I had talked to you, so,
You might want to, go roller skating or go rollerblading or something. I'm not seeing it ice skating. I'm seeing roller skating. I'm really not sure. For all I mean, that could mean is that, it's so funny. I'm hearing the Melanie song. I got this brand new pair of roller skates. For all that could mean is maybe when he was younger, he went roller skating a lot. I mean, I don't know. But, again, it just feels like it's going to be when you're out with people. Okay?
Oh, that's funny. Okay. All right,
okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Kelly, I just want to say something to our listeners, especially our single ones. A lot of times when you're really anxious for a relationship to come in, okay, you block it. It's almost like, and it's funny because I'm hearing an old roommate of mine, Melissa, who always lost her keys, and I can't tell you the number of times, because she went to work earlier than me, and I'd wake up, my keys, I can't find my keys,
I know.
She'd be so upset, and it was always, because as soon as, she took a deep breath and she kind of let go, it's like, boom, right in her face, and that's what you have to do when it comes to love, and I realize it's easier said than done. But when you're searching so hard for it, again, a lot of times you block it,
Yeah, yeah.
So
I hear that. I do.
Just want to remind people that.
Don't shoot yourself in the foot when it comes to love, okay?
Yeah.
or don't want it so bad that it's like it. I mean, and that kind of actually goes along with, you know, what I'll say, you know, the Greg Braden stuff, where it's like he talks about, are you operating out of love or out of fear? You know, because going with the secret, it's a whole, you know, feeling moment. It's like, if you're operating out of love, it's positive feeling. If you're operating out of fear, you're always having that anxiety and that, you know, that tension. It's like, oh, when are they coming? When are they coming? You know, it's like, but it's more of a fear and an anxiety than it is a love and a positive. So it's like, you do tend to manifest what you're focused on. So
yeah.
Understand that one.
Yeah.
I do. All right, onwards and upwards here. We have area code 917. 917, you're on with us.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for having your show.
Thank you. And is it Gina or Tina?
Tina.
Okay, Tina. And how can I help you?
Yes, I would like to know how would you get from my friend Braylon.
Braylon. Okay. I hate to ask this, but is that a male or female name?
It's a male.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's unusual. Okay? You know what? It's weird, okay? Because when I see him in my mind's eye, he seems a little tough, like a little tough guy, okay? But at the same time, I'm hearing the eagle sing, I got a peaceful, easy feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of contradictory in itself, okay?
It is.
You know? But I'm also seeing, like, I got a vision of a marshmallow, and then I saw, you remember the Pillsbury Doughboy? I don't know if you seem kind of young, but, you know. But what that means to me is he's a marshmallow on the inside, okay? It's weird because what Kelly and I were just talking about, I see that he, like, wants things so badly and he stresses out about it. And, you know, I'm just feeling a lot of impatience around him, okay? All right. Now, are you wondering about him for you as a love interest?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I have, for some reason I got it on. I feel he would be good. I feel you would, you know, you're supposed to be together. You're supposed to learn a lot for him. Okay. I'm getting be patient. And I also heard only fools rush in. So take your time. Okay. I don't feel like, okay, I'm going to be blunt. When it comes to sexuality, it feels like he moves real quick. Okay. But when it comes to commitment, he's slow. Okay. So take your time, okay? You know, I'm also hearing a really old song, Getting to Know You. God, it's probably from the 30s or 40s, okay? I do feel that you two are good for each other, okay? I feel you have a lot to offer each other. If you take your time, become friends, and again, be patient with him, it definitely feels like it could be long-term. If you push, okay, because I'm hearing, first of all, I heard him say, leave me alone. And then I heard a really old song by Helen Reddy, leave me alone, won't you leave me alone? Because I'm seeing somebody text, call, you know. So give him space is what I'm getting, okay? And with that, I heard Stevie Nicks sing, I Have My Own Life. So make sure that you do your own thing, keep your own interest. I'm actually hearing go to school. Are you studying something, learning something?
Yes, I'm in school. I'm going for my master's now, yes.
Okay, all right. Good. Then that's what they mean by Stevie Nicks and stuff. Focus on what's important to you, okay? They said this, and I almost feel funny saying this on the air. They're saying leave him as a side dish, okay? All right? And what that means to me is your main meal right now that you should focus on and enjoy is your education, your career, where you're going in life. He, the side dish, is what complements the main meal, okay? But it's not where all your focus should go, okay? If you do that, all right, this is so cool, the image I just got. You're actually taking the side dish and you're putting it on top of the main meal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because, again, I feel like he's really good, all right? Now, there are times he's going to pull away and be distant, and when he does that, let him do his thing, you know, because he's going to say, well, where is she? Why isn't she getting in touch with me? Because, quite honestly, I do feel like there are some girls who chase him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel he's interested in them. I'm seeing one large woman in particular, okay, and she's very insecure, and she totally turns him off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just so you know, okay? You turn him on, okay? But again, focus on you. That's the most important thing, all right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm hearing Stevie Nicks. I have my own life, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I hope that helps.
Oh, that was totally on point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, bye.
All righty, and call back in. I always tell people that is, you know, this is the one show, it's like, you know, there's no limit on how many times you can actually call back in, so, you know, check us out more than once.
Yeah, we just don't ask that you call a bunch of times in one day.
Well, yeah, there you go, exactly.
I've learned sometimes you have to make boundaries with people, you know, bless them, but, you know.
Exactly. All righty. Okay, and our next person here is area code 631. 631, you are, well, say 631, we're trying to get you on. Man, I don't know, it's going to be a good
thing
to watch this. There we go, got this.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne. I was wondering when you see a love life coming in. I went on a blind date yesterday. I wasn't feeling it, but maybe I should make myself go on a second.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm getting no. No.
I mean, I was supposed to go on one Wednesday, but I canceled. I don't know what it is.
You know, okay. I heard this song earlier, and I'm hearing it again. I'm hearing the song. I got a peaceful, easy feeling, okay? I'm getting that you're intuitive. I'm feeling it through my stomach, okay? That's how I'm feeling it, okay? And you know if somebody's right for you or not, okay?
I do.
Yeah. And I'm also getting it's not necessarily looks, okay, because, you know, that's only a small percentage of the package. You just get that feeling, okay? And if you're getting that feeling like, no, listen to that, okay? Wow. What I heard was the squeaking of brakes, like almost before a car accident, okay? But there was no impact, all right? And what that means to me is, you know, he is going to come out of the blue, okay? Do you work? Because I'm hearing a work relationship.
I just started a job. They really aren't. I just started one Monday. I mean, I had a different one.
Okay. All right. Well, this is somebody, again, I'm hearing work relationship. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily through this job. It could be somebody in the past. It could be somebody that you meet through somebody else. But it feels like somehow it's going to come through as a work relationship. Okay. And it feels like, I want to say soon, a month or two, okay? Are you on the internet?
I was doing the match.com, and I had a date yesterday. I was supposed to have a date Wednesday.
Okay.
The guy wanted to see me this Wednesday, the one I met yesterday. I said no. Then I canceled the one on Wednesday, and I might have one Sunday.
Okay, all right. Because
but I don't know what my problem is. I just feel, I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, it doesn't feel, again, I'm just feeling work-wise. I mean, you know, I would never say don't stay on there because sometimes by being on there, you know, you bring the energy to bring it faster and, you know,
I think I have another week until it's expired or something.
Okay, yeah, and I like what my coach called it, you know, when he was on it many years ago. It was like practice dates, okay?
Do you know anything about the person I'm going to meet?
Clean, all right? And by that, I mean he's got his life together, okay? Doesn't have much baggage, all right? I don't feel like he's, you know, really addicted to anything, okay? I get that there are, like, he occasionally drinks, okay? But I don't feel like he's a hard, you know, drinker. He likes his food, but it doesn't feel like he's, you know, a glutton about it, okay? I don't feel like any major addictions there. I feel that he's worked on his stuff. I'm also feeling, you know, that he is good when it comes to business, okay? And it's really weird because first I saw him in a business suit, and then I saw him with the cap on backwards, okay? So what that means to me is he can do blue-collar or white-collar work, okay? You know, which is a good thing. I just feel like he's dependable and reliable, Okay.
Well, that's, do you know what he looks like or age or anything?
Honestly, I'm not getting that, okay? You know, you know, it's weird because it goes from short hair to long hair, you know, not getting that, okay? I wish I got that. I just, again, I'm just feeling like work-related somehow.
And what about the person that I have, as a friend for a long time? Is he just going to be a friend or?
Close friend. Close friend. He's a buddy. Okay? That's what I'm getting, close friend, buddy. Quite honestly, it's like there's an attraction on both part, but there's also like a sister-brotherly kind of feeling there too.
Okay. Yeah, everything.
and that's why I'm just getting to kind of leave it alone. All right, the vision I just got shown was like, you know, a huge pot with pizza sauce in it, and you taste it, and it's like, tastes just right, but let me add a little pepper. And you go and you grab the pepper, and by accident you grab a lot, and you kind of ruin it, okay? And what that means to me is your relationship is just right now. Okay? You try to add that, make it into a romantic relationship, and it could ruin the relationship.
Okay.
Okay? You know? No, again, I'm just feeling work-related. Work-related.
All right. But a month or two?
That's what they said, yeah. You know?
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything else in the future that's good?
I'm just hearing keep on working. This job feels like it's right where you're supposed to be, okay? And they are saying to keep dating. Keep dating.
So that guy's not going to be the one if they keep saying keep dating?
No, I'm getting keep dating because, you know, in the meantime, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they mean, okay? So
all right.
I hope that
helps.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Figure out what I'm doing. I've been trying to keep up with chat today. It's interesting that we have 770 on with us here.
Hello, Pamela. Hi.
There you go.
Good. Hi. Who is this? I'm sorry.
My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. And how can I help you?
I see. I think I spoke with you a couple of times, but I see that you're all about relationships, right?
That is my main focus, but really what I'm really good is helping people with their life path, their self-growth, you know, and you need that, obviously, in order to have a good relationship.
Exactly. Well, I had another question, but I guess I go ahead and ask about relationships.
No, ask the question you wanted to ask. It doesn't have to be on
relationships. I was going to ask about finances.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, let's talk about that because that's, you know, okay. Quite honestly, when it comes to finances, I'm feeling like a burnt out, let down feeling, okay? Kind of like, you know what, I'm actually seeing myself when I lived in New Jersey and my head gasket blew and I had no idea how I was going to get another car and, you know, manage living in there, and I actually moved to North Carolina, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting, I'm not saying you have to move out of state, okay? They're just using me unless you really need to. But what I'm feeling for you is new beginnings, okay, when it comes to finances, all right? They're saying that you have to plant the proper seeds, okay? And that means to me a couple of things. One, you need to put positive thoughts inside your mind when it comes to finances, okay? I want to say, get rid of the negative tapes that were taught to you, all right? Because I'm seeing it as like wet, tangled up seaweed, okay? And, there are a lot of good books on finances, and like you might want to look at your childhood. What were the messages that were given to you on finances, okay? Because it feels like that needs to be cleared out and to plant new things. The other thing I'm getting is like a new kind of job, new career. All right, to think about that because I feel like there are people out there who will help you with that. All right,
okay.
That's important, you know, so to look at it. I'm not sure if it's in the medical field or it feels like some kind of helping field, okay?
Helping?
helping, like helping people somehow.
People, okay. I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, I feel like people will help you. It might be on the job training or something. So see what's out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing benefits, so it feels like, you know, it might be some kind of like work program, something that feels very beneficial. Okay, because you need to get out of this mindset that you have around money and work and everything else. All right. Quite honestly, I do feel that you will have to make some sacrifices. That feels like on free time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to, you know, date. As, you know, go out on dates and stuff like that, social things as much, okay? But I feel that it's worth it. They're also saying to ask the angels to help you, okay?
Okay.
You know, this opportunity feels like it comes up. But the first thing, honestly, is you need to change, like, that negative, burnt-out feeling that you have about finances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing you is, like, you're going to buy something, and you're like, I really shouldn't spend this money. How am I going to get more money? You know, it's like the worry and the fear. And you really need to get rid of that, okay?
Okay. Let's go in and act like I have it. It's already in place.
Well, trust that God's going, you know, the angels,
mm-hmm.
you know, who, you know, whoever you, you know, believe in is going to help you, is going to supply more. That
mm-hmm.
God will supply your all your needs. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, cruise ship or, you know.
But
don't worry so much about, you know, where it's coming from. And it's really funny because my God's just saying, pay the bill, all right? And it's reminded me of something that I read about this medium, Rosemary Altea, I think it was, many years ago. She's a British medium, and she had no idea how she was going to pay her rent, and she had to pay her electric, or they were going to shut it off, right? And in her head, she heard, pay the bill, and that's why I heard it, okay? And she's like, oh, I don't know, and she went and she paid the bill anyhow, and she trusted that her guides and angels were going to take care of her, okay? And within, like a couple hours later, somebody called, said, hey, I have this friend who needs to, you know, rent, needs a place to live. You know, they're good persons. And she ended up getting a roommate, okay? So that's how it feels like it's going to happen. It's the synchronicity. It's the so-called coincidences, which really are God-cidence, okay?
I got you, okay.
Yeah, and they're just saying have faith in the Lord. Okay, because I do feel that I can say this to you. You do feel like you, you know, have faith in God. Okay, so that's what.
Well,
you need
I do
to
walk
have.
In faith. I do, but I had some things I wanted to get done, and it's very I guess I shouldn't say costly. And on one hand, it's costly, but on the other hand, there's no end. There's no end to abundance. I realize that. But I wanted to get some implants, teeth.
Mm.
I had some teeth extracted, and I thought, I want to get some implants. So that's why I was thinking about finance. I wanted to have that because I wanted the natural look.
Right, and that feels like it's coming. And, again, I'm feeling people helping you, okay? It feels like work-wise, you know, and it feels like that. I'm just hearing benefits, all right? So my guides are saying do your research.
Okay.
Okay. Do your research.
And I'm hoping that a investment would come through this year that I've been waiting for years. And I was wondering, update I received sounded very good. And I was wondering, is that going to come through this year?
Quite honestly, I'm not getting an answer on that. I'm just getting to do the footwork when it comes to, you know, the thoughts about money, the fear and the worry, okay? If you do that, it feels like it will come in sooner.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, Pamela, we're down to our last 2 minutes. We got 4 people. I know you can do this.
I don't know if I can, all right? And if I don't, I'm sorry, but you can always, you know, call me or book an appointment with me.
There you go.
All right, so let's, you know what, and I'm going to do my best. If we got 4 people, let's keep it down to 1 question, okay?
Sounds good. Okay. Here we go. We're going to roll. Okay, area code 484. 484, you're on with us.
Hi, this is Antoinetta. I had called before.
Okay, and how can I help you?
You
called today earlier?
No, I called before in the past.
I have
called you before. Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't remember that name. And how can I help you?
Okay, I just want to know what do you see any kind of changes coming forward for the month of March here
regarding what? I'm sorry.
Regarding my love life, my home life, any kind of changes that you see going on. Soon.
Yeah, and, you know, I actually heard, March, April, and I'm hearing the song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, okay, and I'm seeing you, like, actually polishing windows, and I'm hearing it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day, but I feel that changes are coming upon you in many different areas of your life, okay? They're saying when the flowers grow and they start to blossom, okay, and it's getting warm, all right?
Right.
And quite honestly, I'm not getting exactly what. I'm seeing a big round circle, and it just feels like in all areas, I feel more things coming socially, all right? I'm seeing you, like, handing your hands out and gold coins coming down. Some money feels like it's better. It feels good. Okay, and I do feel romance, too, because I'm seeing someone giving you flowers, okay? So it just, again, it just feels all areas. And I'm just getting, like, again, they're saying, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. So it feels like you've worked on yourself and your attitude, okay, like having an attitude of gratitude, and to continue to do that because it's just going to ripple throughout your life. And as I said that, I saw somebody throw a stone into a lake, and it ripples out. Okay, so lots of good things coming.
It's funny, It's funny that you did say that about my love life because I got an unexpected text message a few days ago from a person that I was dating on and off, and I don't know if he's trying to get back into the picture.
I'm actually hearing that there will be a couple to choose from.
Okay.
All right, so I don't mean to rush you off, but we're trying to get to everybody if possible. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's see. And we've had a question there in chat. It's like Rob's talking about a dream, and so I've been telling him, you know, go to the dream class, go to the dream class.
Yeah,
you know,
please, because, you know, I definitely need people to call, you know, about their dreams, not their psychic questions, their dreams,
right,
you know.
Dreams, right. All right. Okay, we have area code 856. 856, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and who am I speaking to, please?
Maria.
And how can I help you, Maria?
Is she picking up any changes in relationship-wise?
Oh, boy, it feels like you need some changes, okay? All right, I don't know how else to say this. I'm hearing boundaries. Are you with somebody right now?
No.
No, okay. Is there somebody from the past trying to get in? Okay, because
I think so.
You don't think so. All right, I'm
I
just...
think so.
Oh,
I
okay.
think so.
Yeah, I'm just getting boundaries with that. I'm hearing, whoa, boy, whoa, okay? The other thing I'm getting is that you're a lot more smarter about romance, okay? All right? And it's being confirmed. I'm hearing May, okay? And I'm hearing the song, really old song, in the very, very month of May, and I'm seeing women with parcels or umbrellas, however you say that word. Yeah. Yeah, dancing around and stuff. So that's when good romance feels like it's going to be there. You know, not saying that you can't meet this person beforehand, but that May feels really good for a romance. As far as the person trying to get in, boundaries. It feels like somebody new. I want to say somebody fresher, okay? And for some reason, I'm seeing water. So there's some kind of connection with water there.
He's the one. He's the one there with the water.
Yeah.
From my past.
No. Water could be, you know, I can't think of the, I'm not an astrologer, but no, this feels somebody new. Okay? It's not somebody from the past. It's somebody brand new.
All right.
Okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Cool.
All righty. And let's see. Area code 770. They were on and off, and they bought back in again. They got blogged off, so it's like you made it back on with them.
Hello?
770. Are you there? Okay.
Oh,
not
I,
sure.
I thought I hung up. Hello?
Hello?
I just
you did, and you called back in.
I did. I wanted to listen because it's always interesting to see her accuracy with others. To listen to her accuracy with others. I thought I hung up, but she mentioned dreams. But I do have a question about a dream.
Okay, but the
is that
thing
okay?
Is, well, actually, if you could call in tonight at 8 p.m. on the Spiritual Learning Connection, I'm going to be doing a show on dreams. Just cause
okay.
We have five
right,
minutes.
I will. 8 o'clock tonight. Okay.
Yeah, because I think
I will.
We have
okay.
one more caller, and we only have five
oh,
minutes. Okay.
I didn't think I had gone to the chat room. I thought I was just, you know, listening. I'm
okay.
sorry.
That's okay.
No,
that's,
no,
all right.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right, then. Bye-bye.
It gave me another plug for tonight. Listen, because it's 8
you
o'clock.
There exactly.
Spiritual Learning Connection on Dreams. I think I'm going to be busy.
Seven. Okay, wait, no, it's 714-333-3354. Okay, there we go. Okay, and we've got, oh, my goodness, they keep popping in and popping out here. Okay. Area code 203. You are on with us.
How are you doing?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
Woody,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's really weird. I'm hearing the song So Many Men, So Little Time, you know, and I don't think it's, you know, means romantically. What it feels like is like you feel like you have a lot of things on your plate and so little time, and I'm hearing to schedule it. We'll all get done. Okay, but I'm sorry, what is your question?
Just what you see, what change you see for me coming.
What, I'm sorry, do I see for you coming?
What changes, yeah, what changes?
Okay.
Changes,
they're saying business opening up, okay? I'm getting new direction, okay? I understand why I got that song now. It feels like you're going to have a lot of different choices to choose from, okay, and to choose wisely. I'm seeing somebody shake your hand, okay, and it feels good. So I feel like there's going to be some kind of business opportunity coming up, and it's going to feel good, you know. And they are saying that you can feel the difference, whether somebody's being shady or whether somebody's being good, all right? So make sure it's the one that's good, because it does feel like things are going to open up. You just have to have the faith. There are times, and we all do this because we're human beings, that you go into, like, the negative thinking. I want to say stinking thinking, you know, like, oh, I'm never going to be able to do this, and, you know, how's my career going to come off, and why is it so slow? And I'm getting to be positive because, again, there feel like different opportunities to come up and to choose the right one wisely. Okay?
Okay.
And they're it's funny, they're ending with this. I think it's Lionel Richie when he sings, "Oh, What a Feeling," you know, when we're dancing on the ceiling. So the opportunity is going to make you kind of feel like that, kind of like, yay, feeling when it comes.
Okay.
Okay. That's a
okay.
good thing. I like those kind of opportunities, you know. There's others that when they come, they're like, ooh, I don't know, that doesn't feel right, you know. So
okay. Go
with the one that makes you want to dance on the ceiling. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Wow, that was good timing. We have 90 seconds, and it's like there's been a person in queue. Rob has been talking about a dream, and I've been, you know, telling him, it's like, okay, you know, go to Pamela's dream class tonight, you know, 714. But I also, because I had gotten such a clamor of I'll say voices earlier when he first said it, I was going, oh man, it's like, you know, I'm not deciphering this well. So it's like I tried to get it. Well, he did call in. He was in queue for a bit, and then he hung up because he said, you know, he wanted other people to get messages. But I'm just going to see if you've got. If you've got anything for him, it's Rob, and it's like something to do with his dreams. Do you have anything, you know, for him? And it's like, and
okay.
And
all right. First of all, I'm getting to call tonight. They actually said that. All right.
Oh, nice.
And then the other thing
okay.
is, like, the dream. Like, I saw it kind of go foggy, and then it went clear. Okay. So it feels like it's a clarification about someone. It feels like somebody from his past. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's somebody trying to make contact or whatever. It just feels like some kind of clarification, and it feels like trying to make peace with something. I hope that makes sense. Okay?
Okay.
You know, but it would help.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it would help, obviously, to, you know, hear what it is exactly about.
Yeah.
So call
all right,
in tonight.
714-333-3354.
And if you need to get, yeah, if you need to get a hold of me, PamelaCummins.com. And I think that's it, huh, Kelly? We're done.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. It's,
okay.
It's kicking us off the air, so it's all right. But, all right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for hanging in and hanging on and, you know, playing along with us today. And we will see you again. And we're always in archives. So hopefully it's like I want to hear Pamela's dream thing tonight, too. So yeah, it's going to be a really good one. And you probably have a lot of people calling in.
Oh, good. I'm not going to do the chat room because I'm, you know, it will just be too much. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. People can live without chat for one night.
You know, that's what I try to tell people here. It's like even when you know, even when you're on doing the readings and stuff, it's like I have such a hard time doing the multitasking. It's like I keep up better with chat when I'm not actually trying to do the readings. But it's like I'm like you. It's like if I'm on, you know, trying to do cards, it's like I can't do chat and cards and focus and whatever. It's like I would have to be like three people. It's like
yeah.
And the studio has been giving us havoc anyway. So I'm like, well, I'm going to be so glad when Mercury goes out of retrograde on the 17th. It'll be so nice.
Yeah, what's it, 6 days? Today's the 11th, right? No, today's
the 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 5 days. Five days.
Oh, God, that's nothing. We can handle it. We can handle it.
Exactly. All righty. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Hopefully I will get a chance to listen in tonight. I want to hear this.
And if you have any dreams, call in, Kelly.
Absolutely. I will. Martin Luther, have a dream. Have a good one.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.